Hi everyone, Steve back here again with another match preview for the Daily Aces podcast. This match preview is for Christopher O'Connell versus Gael Monfils from Wimbledon on day one. The selection is a 1.5 unit selection on Chris O'Connell plus 0.5 games against Gael Monfils. That is at $1.83 at Bet365 and is also currently at $1.90 at Pinnacle. Whilst I actually do like the chances of O'Connell winning this match outright, I think this is a better position to take against a player such as Monfils. We've seen, you know, over the years, there's been countless times where Monfils has perhaps not given his best effort late in sets to be able to conserve energy and look to attack in the next set. So I think if there were to be a one-sided set here in what may end up being a close match, I'd be more inclined to think that that would be something that O'Connell would win more so than Monfils. Further than that, I actually, as I said, think O'Connell is a great chance of winning this match and should be a slight favourite overall. His form through qualifying, he's been tested in each of his three rounds and has come through it with flying colours. And I don't think the best of five format suits Gael Monfils at this stage of his career. He just hasn't played enough tennis this year. He struggled with injury and motivation and really struggled through patches of his best of five set matches at Roland Garros, which is, you know, less than a month ago. So if we went back and had a look at some of those matches, he was probably lucky to get away with a four set win over Albert Ramos in the first round and then, you know, really struggled and, you know, was pretty disappointing overall in a love 6-6-2, 4-6-3-6 loss to Ymer in the second round there. So not the best form. And then leading in here, you know, lost to Lloyd Harris, 4-6-4-6 in Halle, didn't earn a break point and lost it, you know, pretty comfortably whilst putting 70% of his first serves in play. And then lost from a pretty commanding position against Max Purcell in Eastbourne last week. So I have some question marks around Monfils at this stage of his career. I think there is a little bit of a rating and he's probably a little bit shorter than he should be just purely because of his name alone. I think O'Connell has, you know, he did struggle with injury in the latter part of last year and the early part of this year, but I think he is starting to round into a little bit of form here. I don't think the loss to Rinderknecht in Halle is the worst form in that three-set loss there. I was able to defeat Rado Albot in the previous round of qualifying there. And, you know, he looked pretty decent as well at Roland Garros. I think he lost was at 10-8 in the final set of the first round against Tommy Paul. So, you know, he's tested and we know he can go the distance at this level. And I think as this match wears on, the more it will favour Christopher O'Connell. But even in that instance that, you know, if Monfils was able to come out and win it in five, I think there is every chance that O'Connell is able to cover that plus 0.5 games as well, just on the off chance that, you know, Monfils is a little bit underdone or struggling at some point in the match that, you know, what may be a 4-6 set for most players might become a 2-6 or a 1-6 for Monfils, and I think that could be the difference here as well. So I'd rather take that just for a couple of cents less than the money line, and I think that's a good spot here to tackle the Australian. So it'll be a 1.5 unit selection on Chris O'Connell plus 0.5 games at $1.83 at Bet365. That is what it will be recorded at, but worth knowing that at the time of recording, it is currently $1.90 at Pinnacle. I'll be back a little bit later with another preview for day one from Wimbledon for the Daily Aces podcast.